Hello, I'm Brent Bell, head of school, and welcome to the Darlington Podcast. Today, we'll be reflecting on the class of 2025, their most memorable moments and accomplishments, with a great group of guests. With us today is Director of Upper School, Chad Woods, and three members of the class of 2025, Student Body President, Atlas Kosadog, Honor Council President, Anna Nguyen, and Discipline Committee President, Angeline Myrie. Thank you all for joining us today.
Welcome to the Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia. Join us as we take a look inside and outside our classrooms and connect with students, teachers, alumni, and more.
Well, graduation is quickly approaching Saturday, May 17th, and all of the festivities that that go along with it. So let's take a few minutes to reflect on your class and your time at Darlington. So to get us started, students, why don't you guys introduce yourselves? Just tell us who you are, how long you've been at Darlington, and maybe where you're headed next in terms of plans for next year. So Atlas, you want to lead us off?
Yes, sir. So my name is Atlas Kosadog. I've been at Darlington for about 8 years and as a day student. And as far as next year, I'll be heading to Georgia Tech and I'll be studying biomedical engineering. We'll see how long I last in that. But yeah, that's my future plans after Darlington.
Great. Angeline?
My name's Angeline Myrie. I've been here for 14 years, so I definitely am a Dar baby, and I plan to study business at Berkeley.
All right. That's the one in California?
Yes, not the one in Boston.
All right, awesome. Awesome. Anne?
My name is Anna Nguyen, and this is my third year at Darlington as a boarding student, and I'm heading to Georgia Tech as well for computer engineering.
Okay, great. And Mr. Woods, good to have you with us as well. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about this class of 2025?
Absolutely. Thanks, Mr. Bell. The class of 2025 has 108 seniors from 14 different countries and 6 different states. Angeline mentioned DAR babies. There are 14 DAR babies in this year's class. DAR baby is someone who's been at Darlington since pre-kindergarten or kindergarten all the way through senior year. We have 18 four-year boarding students. 9 of those are international students. 14 have parents who are alums. 5 have grandparents who are alums. And 38 have relatives who have graduated from Darlington at some point. And this year's classes has one special a student that is a fifth generation Darlington grad whose great great grandfather was a member of the first graduating class of Darlington back in 1906.
Okay.
Interesting stat there.
Absolutely. How would you say this class has impacted the school?
I think probably the biggest thing that this class has done, this was the class that, I guess, started their freshman year in terms of COVID, and they started their freshman year in mask. And so, battling through that and I guess going through that adversity and sticking with Darlington, especially as boarding students, thinking all the way to the senior year, this will always be the class that brought back Light the Lake. Of course, with Atlas leading that charge along with Charlie Patel, and then obviously a lot of help from Jordan West and Heather Shores faculty members. That to me, that will always be a huge impact moving forward.
Great. Let's expand on that a little bit. Atlas, obviously you had a lot to do with Light the Lake, senior class service project. Talk to us a little bit more about sort of why that was important, and maybe everybody can sort of chime in on what it meant to them to sort of participate as a class and bringing back Light the Lake and and some of the other aspects of that?
Sure. So I think one thing at Darlington is that I really ended up getting more involved in service. I hadn't been as involved in like community service before, but Darlington gave me a lot of opportunities. So I became really passionate about that. And so going into my senior year, Charlie and I put together a proposal for Senior Ventures to bring back the Servant Leadership Committee. So that would be a way to kind of reorganize service on campus, make it more accessible for students. So nobody's complaining about not having their service hours before they graduate. There are still a few, but I mean, that's always important. But that was our goal with that. And I think the biggest project we wanted to bring back, the biggest event was Light the Lake. Because that was, in the past, I had seen the power it had to bring people together. And so, and it was very special to both of us. And that, in fact, when my sister was at Darlington, before I even came to Darlington, that was the first event that had introduced me to the Darlington community. And I just realized how special it was and how powerful it was. It was really a great way to bring people together. So that's why we decided to bring it back. And it was a long process, but we made it through a lot of meetings.
Always a lot of meetings. Yeah, for sure. Angeline, Anna, anything you want to add about Light the Lake?
Yeah, we were both in Senior Ventures as well. So we helped a lot with the small tedious tasks like putting together the t-shirts or putting together the stage and everything they needed for Light the Lake. But I know for both of us, it was like an amazing opportunity to really give back to the community. But also I have my grandfather and one of our good family friends who's had cancer in the past. And so it was just a really great way to honor them. And I remember all those Light the Lakes when I was younger before COVID, and like bring it back was a really great way to bring that magic back. Cause it used to be an amazing time for everyone to get together, honor people with cancer. And I'm just really happy it came back.
As someone who has never participated in Light the Lake before, I think this event is really brings people in this community together. And especially as a fellow student in the Senior Ventures class, we had a lot of good times working together. I was glad to see that each of our project, even though it was different, we can all contribute to Light the Lake in different areas.
Great, great. And so you, Angeline, you mentioned you were all three in the Senior Ventures program. We've heard a little bit about Atlas's project. You guys want to share a little bit more, Angeline and Anna, about what you worked on with Senior Ventures and maybe even why you chose to do a Senior Venture and maybe a little bit about what Senior Ventures is for our listeners who are not as well informed?
Yeah. Senior Ventures is something only for seniors. That's a year-long kind of passion project that seniors are able to take. And mine was Beyond the Brief. It was a law-based podcast. And I joined up with a lot of Darlington alum about their experience working in law and certain cases and cool things like that. And I think it was a great opportunity to really dive into my passion of law, because I really plan to go to law school after undergrad. So that was a great way to get a good step into the path.
For me, I work with Ansel and Javin to promote STEM-related activities within our community. We're all from the robotics team, and we can see how valuable the experience being involved in STEM has given us, and we want to share that experience with younger children. We work a lot with the lower school kids after school. We also connect a lot with DAR alumni to see the potential career path in the future.
Awesome, great. Besides those three great projects, any other projects in the Senior Venture programs, Mr. Woods, or any of your students who you guys were particularly excited about or thought was a really cool idea or way to spend some time this year?
I think Whit Molnar's was a really awesome project. He has his bakery, Bossman Bakes, and he does an incredible job at giving to charity. I know he's given like $10,000 to charity, I believe, and he does events and he does pop-up stands, and he really cares about what he does. And this business is so much more to him than just like a year-long project. So I think that's a really, really cool initiative that he's taken to take the class.
Great. Good. Thank you.
I'd like to add another thing that I really liked about the Senior Ventures like program as a whole is that it really, like, none of our projects were really individual projects. I mean, they were, but like they ended up coming together at many points. Like, for example, through Light the Lake, I know Anne's group, it was really Jobin and a couple others. They 3D printed survivor pins that we ended up having at Light the Lake to give to people who had survived cancer. And also like having Wit there, we had Wit with his, you know, stand with all of his baked goods and everything. Like it was really cool to see that like all of our projects came together throughout the year. So
cool. Great. Awesome. So obviously you guys have excelled academically. You worked hard. I think one of the great parts about the Senior Venture program too is that you can take it as a class, right? Because I think you guys might agree that time is your greatest commodity. Finding the time to do all the things that you want to do. And obviously a big aspect of time commitment for all of our students here who participate in athletics and the arts is those extracurricular opportunities. Mr. Woods, can you share a little bit with us about some of the things that the class has been up to athletically and what they've accomplished in their time here?
Yeah, from an athletic standpoint, obviously there's been multiple state championships. You know, I think a lot of this class, and I think about the track meet recently, just looking at the names as I was scrolling through the times and that kind of thing, and the amount of seniors that are on those track, especially boys track team, and to compete with single A through triple A, it was a pretty impressive feat this past weekend. You know, also when I think about this class, you know, I think about the musical, I think about the fall play. Angeline had a big part of that. I can even remember her in middle school being a part of those things. And so, you know, I think the biggest part of this class has been trying new things. You know, they try new things if they're arts minded people, they've tried athletic stuff. If they're athletic minded people, they've jumped in and tried arts. And so I think a well-rounded class.
Great. Can you guys expand on that a little bit? Thinking about the idea of trying some new things and maybe even kind of taking it back to the beginning of the conversation and how you all started your high school experiences really here or elsewhere and kind of the challenging different sort of time that we lived in. Did any of that promote sort of a desire in you to try to make the most of your opportunities? And would be curious to hear your reaction to Mr. Woods's thoughts about, you know, one of the great parts about the class is a kind of a willingness to put yourself out there and try some new things. Anybody can just jump in.
Well, so when I first came to Darlington back in middle school, I wasn't in the best shape. And I think that the getting involved in like cross country was a big thing for me. And I mean, there were so many opportunities, but I think that's the one that stood out to me most. Miss Baldwin really pushed me to become a better, you know, version of myself. And then going into quarantine, I started, you know, I kept on running, and then it came to high school, and I just stuck with it. And I feel like it was a great way to stay in shape. Definitely helped me, you know, become stronger mentally too. It's really all a mental game. And Mr. Evans really taught me that too. And I think having the opportunity to be able to get involved in that along with so many other sports, it was hard to choose really, but being involved with that early definitely shaped who I am, and it was a great opportunity. So
good. Thank you.
I can speak as a boarding student. When I first came here, I was really impressed with the variety of extracurricular activity that Darlington offers. I didn't know what to do, so I tried out a lot of activity. My sophomore year, I did crew for the fall play. I did girls basketball, and I did golf. And only golf stick with me, but second year, I got into robotics, And I love that in each environment, the faculty, teachers, whether it's Ms. Daniels or Coach Tennell or Mr. Kinney, that has always been very welcoming. They always encourage me to make mistakes and learn from it. And I'm glad that I chose robotics because it's truly inspired me to know what to do in the future, especially in engineering. So I think it's really cool that DARS gives students a lot of opportunities to explore themselves, to know what they want to do.
Great.
Yeah, I think that kind of sums up what I'm talking about with this class. You know, it didn't, as in Anna's words, it didn't stick a lot of times, but they weren't scared to try it. That kind of sums up this class, I think.
Yeah, great. Angeline, we'll let you ask more specific question. Tell us what some of your favorite plays were.
Ooh, I feel like one of my favorites was 12 Angry Jurors last year. Okay. It was really high intensity.
That was fall junior year?
Fall junior year, yes. Fall junior,
okay.
It was all of us on stage for the full hour and a half show. So you always had to be on. And it was us essentially arguing for 90 minutes straight. So it definitely had the tensions high, but it was really fun. And the group that we did it with was just amazing. So I really enjoyed that.
Okay, great. And one of the things that you didn't mention in your extracurricular activities was getting involved with the Honor Council. So tell us a little bit about why you chose to run for Honor Council, and then what it's like to be a president of the Honor Council, and what your kind of hopes are in regards to honor or the honor system, both for your class and for the school as a whole.
Yes, sir. So the honor code is such an integral part of the Darlington community. We see it everywhere. The honor code is in, we have to see it in every test. And I think it's a really good reminder for the students to behave, whether it's inside the classroom or outside the classroom. And honor is such a big part of our community. I remember I was very impressed with the way that people can just leave their stuff around at Darlington, our backpacks, our stuff, and it would always still be there when we come back. So when the election opens at the end of my sophomore year, I knew that I want to get involved and try to promote the honor code further. And ever since, I feel like everyone in the Honor Council has always led by examples. Maddox was the president last year, and he has done a great job in promoting it in our schools. And this year we have worked with the discipline committee to make speeches in chapel. And I think we have done a lot of, we have tried to take actions in promoting the honor code.
Good, great, excellent. So one of the things that I've always been impressed with at Darlington is, you know, that one person stands up from the senior class and leads the school and the alma mater every Monday morning, which I find to be a pretty daunting audience, but a great way to start the week. And at those same assemblies, Atlas this year in his role as student body president ends the assembly by leading the school and reciting the school's motto. And I think that is an important moment that we share together each week. And I think we've talked a lot about the motto so far, right? Wisdom more than knowledge, service beyond self, and honor above everything through the general course of the conversation, which is pretty cool. But I'd be curious to hear how you all reflect on the motto and how you all see your class live out the motto of the school in some different ways, maybe than the ones we've sort of talked about so far.
I'd say a really big one for our class is service beyond self. I think as a whole, we do a lot of service, whether it's Light the Lake or ESP, or even just on our own time. I think it's a really big part of who we are as a class. And I think it really has just been engraved in us. I know in middle school, we had Dot Day where we always got involved. And ever since, I think it was really ingrained that like, we are not doing things just for ourselves, but for others. And that's a really huge part of who we are.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say, Angeline. That's exactly what I was going to say.
What about this idea of wisdom more than knowledge? As you think about heading off to college, you guys are all, you know, obviously going to great schools where, you know, everyone is going to be, you know, entering a new environment and a new place and new opportunities and challenges. What is this idea of wisdom more than knowledge mean to you all? And do you think it plays a role in your feeling prepared for whatever comes next?
Well, I would say that, so our theme this year was Get Wisdom. And through that, I think I learned that there's a really big difference between wisdom and knowledge. I mean, knowledge is, you know, being able to look at some text and remember it and kind of get the surface level, you know, meaning out of it. But wisdom is going and applying that somewhere else and like using that throughout your everyday life. And I think Darlington has taught me that really well. And so like, for example, going into college, I know that like all the like course material that I'm going to learn and everything is more than just memorization and, you know, learning how to, it's more about learning how to apply those things. And so I think like, I really appreciate how Darlington has shown the difference between the two of those and really emphasized that difference. So.
Okay. Great. Thank you. All right, let's do a couple of quick hitters. So any funny moments that you would about your class or a moment for your class that anybody wants to share?
Oh, Stephen falling into the lake. I think that Stephen went into the lake to get his phone that he dropped, and I think that was a pivotal big moment right there.
Yeah. Did we ever find that phone?
I don't think we found it. Everybody was watching him. You know, we had high hopes that he would get it, but no, I don't think we
did. Yeah. The effort was there, no doubt.
It was.
Yeah.
That moment will come up again this weekend.
So this past, well, it was funny for some people and not as funny for others, but this past Sunday night.
Sounds like a prank.
Yeah, it was our senior prank. Okay. Group of seniors got together and we decided that we would fill the tunnel up. There's a tunnel that goes from the Huffman, the athletic center, and to the other side of campus. And that's to make sure that students can get to class safely without crossing the road. And we decided to, you know, to inconvenience everybody who parks in the Huffman and everything, that we would fill that tunnel up with everything that we could find on campus, anything that was sitting outside. And yeah, but in the end, you know, ended up having to clean it up and come back in the morning and all that. But I ended up going back late at night trying to make a path. But yeah, it was funny in the moment, I guess.
Mr. Woods, I that's a new one to me. So there you go. It fits with the try new things theme, you know. So now it's been done. Doesn't need to be done again. There you go.
Unfortunately, only two of them tried to come back and help with remove all the things, but. Atlas did make a path for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a good shoulder, back and leg workout, helping Coach Evans and about 10 other underclassmen clean all that up.
All right. But good. Next question.
Harmless fun.
Yeah, that's right. No damage was done, we think. So, favorite place on campus? Angeline, you got a favorite spot on campus?
I don't know. Maybe the dorms. I do spend a lot of time in Cooper, so okay. I would say Cooper.
All right.
I would say this wasn't really true until this year. I didn't really spend that much time in there, but the library is really nice. The new library, you know, with Senior Ventures having class in there, I think I got to use that space more, and I realized, wow, like this is a great place to come and study. It's a quiet spot. It's really nice. There's always some music playing, and it's a very, very good place to focus and get some work done. So I really love the library.
Okay.
Mine would be the Ore Trail behind the science building.
Okay.
I discovered that trail this year by taking zoology, and I've never really think about the scenery that we have around our campus or dare to try it, but it's a really nice hike. It takes 30 minutes to go from the Ore Trail to all the way out on the other side. And it's like, there's a lot of nature that we can connect to. It's like, I think it's like a hidden gem for Darlington City.
Good. Mr. Woods, you got a favorite spot on campus?
I think just so that I can interact and be with the students, I like the Student Center. We got a great place now since Atlas mentioned the new library that allowed us to have the Student Center. And I think Anna and all the other dorm students get to spend some time there, and it feels more like home maybe than a dorm room would. But it's, you know, we got TVs and sofas and comfortable chairs and things like that in there.
Yeah, I would say this class has probably benefited the most so far from the switch of the library and the Student Center, just really through time and figuring it out, right? And being able to know that space was going to be what it was for your senior year and stuff like that. So one word to describe the class of 2025, if you had one word, what would it be?
Well, they mentioned it a lot in the slideshow they had, where they had all the teachers talk about the class of 2025. Mm-hmm. And their big one was energy. And I think I have to agree.
Okay, good.
I also agree. I would say proactive.
Mm-hmm. Proactive?
Yes, sir.
Okay, nice.
I would probably say growth. I think I've watched a lot of people around me grow and change a lot from freshman year in a positive way, of course. And I feel like Darlington has played a big role in that. But yeah, I would say growth is a big one. I think we've all changed for the better since coming to Darlington. So,
great. Good. Mr. Woods?
Growth is a good one. I was going to go back to the things that we talked about earlier and just being well-rounded.
Is that two words?
I don't know. Is it a dash?
If there's a, yeah.
If there's a dash in there.
All right. Well, we'll give it to you then.
I'm just a math guy.
Well, thank you all for being with us today to reflect on the class of 2025. Atlas, Anna, Angeline, thank you guys for joining us for one last podcast. We wish you all the very best and look forward to celebrating your graduation with each and every one of you and your families. We're excited about that. And to all of our seniors, we're proud of all of your accomplishments, both in and out of the classroom, and excited to see what you do next. And of course, remember that you always have a home here. Once you're a Tiger, you're always a Tiger. So thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Darlington Podcast. If you can't make it to campus this weekend, we will be live streaming Honors Day, Baccalaureate, and Commencement. Go to the live stream page on the Darlington School website. Tune in bi-weekly wherever you listen to podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe. We've got show notes for this show and all the shows at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast. And if you ever have any questions, send an email to communications@darlingtonschool.org.
The Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia, is a collaboration between the communication and advancement teams, and the intro music is alumni produced. See show notes and hear more episodes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast.